Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. I'm one of the hosts for this evening, Reverend Henrietta Byrd, and my co-host is Glenn Greenwich, who will be joining us shortly. We have another wonderful show tonight, filled with discussion. And tonight we are looking into the distinction clearing. What is it to be a clearing? What is it to clear oneself? So those are some of the questions we'll be taking a look at. And, you know, clearing is one of the distinctions of the International Black Summit. And we continue to look at these distinctions as we move this conversation forward for 2017 and 2018. We are still in the question or the inquiry, or I would even say the declaration of, as I continue to embrace all aspects of myself, including rage and fear, what is available for the transformation of the universe, my universe. And we are in that question, that inquiry, that declaration, until the next one comes forth. So we continue to look at that. You know, we continue to be with that aspect of ourselves that we want to embrace, but there's something about it that makes us kind of back off from it. And it's an aspect of ourselves. It's an aspect of me. It's an aspect of you. So actually, we're going to continue looking at that. And it's very interesting that that's what we're doing, that we're continuing that communication for a moment. You know, the International Black Summit is a conversation, and it's a conversation that takes place the first weekend in every August, the first weekend of every August every year. And this year, that annual summit event was in Guyana, South America. And so we had a lot of interesting conversation about Guyana, about Georgetown, which was the city that it was located in. And we'll talk about that as well. We have an interesting conversation about Georgetown and the wonderful things that came out of Georgetown and why Georgetown called this conversation to it and what actually occurred in Georgetown, so that you can really get an understanding of why this conversation is called into different places and into different spaces and what occurs when this body answers those calls. So as we always do in everything that we do, we begin with the declaration of the International Black Summit. And that conversation, this conversation that you're about to hear, which is our declaration, comes from a group of people who began this work that we're doing, that we call the conversation of the International Black Summit. This actually came out of the first annual summit event not the first meeting, but the first annual summit event that was held in Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. And here's the declaration of the International Black Summit. Listen, and see where you find yourself in this declaration. And you can almost see where the people who began this conversation, where they were at that particular time in August of 1991. The Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our body, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7, 1991. Wherever people of Black African descent reside, August 29, 2017. In the North and the South, in the East and the West, above, below, and within. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. And thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you for those who listen to this broadcast afterwards, because we do have a lot of listeners who listen to the archive. And just to let you know, our call-in number, for those of you who are listening over the internet, our call-in number is 646-716-9827. 646-716-9827. And when you call that number, if you have a question, it will prompt you. I think you dial the number one, and I will be able to see that your hand is raised and open up your mic. So let's talk about a few more things before we go into our conversation tonight, which is on clearing and being a clearing. First, I'd like for you to hear the purpose of the International Black Summit. And the purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the Black community and the world. So an individual can actually come to the summit with their vision, and they can speak that vision into the space. And that vision will be heard by the other participants. And we believe that once a vision is spoken, that the life which gives us this conversation lines itself up to support what it is that one sees for themselves. We also know from experience that other people can step into your vision. And when someone else can see your vision, they can support your vision. And so the purpose of the International Black Summit provides that opportunity for you as an individual and for others to support you in what you see and for you to support others in what they see. It's a wonderful experience. And as we continue to look into these inquiries that we have, we continue to expand this conversation into different countries, into different cities and states, and into different communities. We also have a community and regional events team, and that team provides regional events in different places. A regional event is a little bit different than the annual summit event. The annual summit event is funded and supported by the volunteers of the International Black Summit. It's when I say funded, I mean financially as well as whatever volunteer support is needed. When I talk about the community and regional event, I'm talking about a different kind of event that's in a particular community. And actually, any group of people can be a community. And that community funds the event. They contact us. They let us know that we want this conversation in our community. And then we will set it up. That particular community funds that event. And we will bring in the facilitators and the production volunteers and workers that is needed to put that event on. Another thing I'd like for you to remember as you continue to listen to this conversation is that we also have what is titled the prerequisite event. And a prerequisite is a course. It's a standalone course that is available for people to prepare them for the conversation of the International Black Summit and the work that is done in this conversation. The prerequisite event covers a lot of ground, and part of the ground that it covers is the distinctions that you've been hearing us go through over the last few weeks and even prior to that. So that course is $100 US. And anytime you are interested in having that course in your community, just let us know. Shoot us an email at talkshow@blacksummit.org. talkshow@blacksummit.org. All righty. So let's get into our conversation. And I want to, I just want to check in to see if Glenn is on the line. So I'm opening up one of the lines, a 347 line. I'm just checking in to see if this is you, Glenn.
Yes, this is me.
Okay. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you.
Anything you would like to say before we get our conversation started tonight?
No, I just, you know, one of the benefits that, you know, you talked about the vision and you talk about people hearing themselves inside the your vision and vice versa. And I think for me, that's absolutely one of the most powerful aspects of this program is to be able to deliver that vision and get the clarity around the vision. And so some of the conversation tonight is going to be about keeping that that vision intact. You know, the things that get in the way of us fulfilling on that vision. We forget about it. We get distracted. We get used by a different conversation. And so part of tonight's discussion is going to be steps and things that we do to keep us on track inside of that vision. So that's all I wanted to say for now. Back to you, Henry.
Okay. Thanks, Glenn.
You're welcome.
And so when we talk about vision, sometimes, you know, people look at vision in different ways. You know, sometimes I know I've been in a conversation and people will say, oh, you're talking about my goals or you're talking about my dream, you know. And vision can be a lot of things. But vision as it's created, it's something that you desire. I could also call it a desire, you know. But it's something that you see for yourself that has not occurred yet. You know, you might be in the process of it, but it's not completely there yet. And so as we think about our vision and we listen to this conversation on clearing this distinction, clearing, and what it is to be a clearing and what it is to clear oneself, I want you to think about things that may block you from realizing your vision and things that may have you manifest your vision as we begin this conversation. I'm going to come back to you, Glenn, and just ask if you would start off the conversation with your distinguishing clearing, please.
Certainly. So clearing, as they say in the summit, it's a verb and it's a noun. So clearing can describe a place that is free of obstacles, you know, like a field is a clearing. But also clearing can be a process that we use to have ourselves unobstructed. So, for example, meditation is a form of clearing your mind and your space. So we use the distinction clearing as an opportunity to do just that, to clear ourselves in our thinking, in our speaking, and inside of the conversation that we happen to be in, so that we can be an opportunity to listen. Because we say that the opportunity of life is listening what life is telling us. And if we don't, something other than that will occur. So, for example, if I don't clear myself so I can hear what life is telling me, I might be hearing ego, and I might be hearing something other than life speaking to me. And so the opportunity is for myself to be clear and to know that I'm clear, and then can listen for what's available, what the opportunity is. That's all I want to say for right now. There's more to say about it, but that's all I want to say for right now. Back to you, Henrietta.
Okay. So clearing is something also that, you know, you can hear people refer to, oh, I'm clear. Now I'm clear. Now I'm clear about this or I'm clear about that, you know. And that's another part of this conversation, I'll say. That we get clear, that we allow ourselves to be clear, that we stand for something. We become a clearing for that thing to take place, or we experience emptying ourselves out, so much so that we're clear. You know, there's no more clutter in our mind about that thing. There's another way. We're going to talk about this, you know, we're going to distinguish this just for a short period of time, and then we want to talk about a particular clearing that occurs in Guyana, South America. So I want to, like I said, please push the number one button on your phone if you would like to speak, you know, if you would like to share, if you have questions, if you would like to join the conversation that we're having right now, distinguishing clearing. And because I'm going to just go turn on some mics, because I do know that based on what kind of phone you're using, you may or may not be able to raise your hand. So I'm going to open the mic for 7734 number. Andrea?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, thanks for joining us tonight. Do you hear anything that you would like to share about clearing?
No, because I have my own ideas about what that is, and it's the whole emptying out so that I can receive. That's the purpose of me clearing, is so that I can hear. And that I feel that I'm in a position to hear and not listen to the chatter in my head, or have judgments about who or what I'm listening to. And when I get there, I call myself clear.
Okay.
And so I just like to hear if there's more to it than that.
So I just want to, you said something that you said it's a process of emptying out so that you can hear. Can you share how you go about doing that? Like what process you use or?
I keep reminding myself, my husband and I use a phrase, you forgot. And I keep reminding myself that I don't know. There's nothing that I can say is complete and that I know that that's the way that it is. So because I can declare that, or I do declare that to myself, that I really don't know the whole story about anything, remember that, then a judgment falls away from me. So that's the whole process for me, is reminding myself that I don't know, and I'm still learning, and I'm still enjoying learning. I don't have any problems with learning, and so it's okay for me not to know or believe that I know.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I really, really like that, just to say I don't know. You know, even though you may have all kinds of facts, we still don't know. And that I can really hear that leaves us teachable. You know, that leaves us open to receive when it comes to certain things that we may think we know. So, but thank you. Thank you for that. I want to check in with there's a 2126 caller. I'm opening your mic. Thank you, Andrea. Excuse me.
Hello, this is Conrad.
Oh, hi, Conrad. How are you?
Hey, I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
Oh, good to hear I'm from good. You. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
I just want to hear from you about, you know, about clearing.
Clearing. Clearing is, for me, is an opportunity to free myself so I could hear what Spirit is saying to me. So I can be present in the moment. Oftentimes when, you know, whether I'm clearing during the International Black Summit meetings or a meeting other than the International Black Summit, that I use it as an opportunity for to separate myself and the people who are in that meeting from the whatever the drama or triumphs of the day, the clearing provides an opportunity to be present to what we're about to speak about. So it's kind of like, it's like a, not a buffer, but it has me to be present to the present time. You know, so that I'm less or not in my head about, you know, I was driving and this jerk did this or that, you know, like holding on to that stuff, like let go of all of that stuff of the course of the day and become present and one whole for this conversation. That's kind of like the best way I could describe an example of describing clearing. And my feeling of it, it really is a great tool to use to be, you know, centered and more at peace. That's my take on it for right now.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. Now, can you say a little bit about being a clearing?
Well, being a clearing for me is when I am, it's not like a thing to do. It's being grounded spiritually. So it is, sometimes it's hard for me to describe it. I can describe what it's not right now, and it's not like mm-hmm. doing something. And the best that I could say is being is spirit and being one with spirit.
Okay. I like that. I like that one. Being one with spirit. Yeah.
One.
Yeah. Okay.
And being aware and conscious of that space that you're in.
Okay. Being consciously aware of the space that you're in, of that space
Absolutely.
That you're in. Yeah.
Right.
Thank you. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate
mm-hmm.
you.
Thank you.
Okay, I am I'm going to, I see a lot of people on tonight. I see a 504 number, and I'm not sure because it could be Chitasha, it could be Carolyn. It's a New Orleans number, so I'm going to open your mic, 5042. Are you there? Hold on a minute.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. We can now.
Okay.
Hi, Chitasha.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Welcome. Hello, everybody. I know we're talking to the whole world now. We're just going everywhere.
Right. So everybody is muted except for you and Glenn, so that's the reason you didn't hear a response back.
Okay. So what are we talking about tonight? What are we looking at?
We're talking about clearing, the distinction clearing, what it is to clear, what it is to be a clearing.
Great. The thing that jumps out at me right away is what it means to be a clearing, and when you experience yourself as a clearing, when you have the opportunity, I've had the opportunity to experience myself as a clearing. And for me, it's extraordinary to experience that because, you know, clearing is many things, but for me, when I'm being a clearing, and one example for me is like the clearing of love, like, you know, especially with my family, it's a little bit hard to explain it because it's so beautiful. But when I'm being a clearing, and when that clearing is love, I become like a magnet. That's how I see it. Is I become magnetic, and everything is like drawn to me, like I'm the magnet. And in the case of the clearing of love, then I'm the magnet for love. So what's being drawn to me, you know, like a magnet, is love. And with my family, I can feel it, you know, things like maybe all my children call me that week. You know, they live different places around the world at times. And so it's hard to speak to them all at the same time. But I'll have moments where all three of them will get in contact with me. And I say that's because I'm being the clearing love. Like what's on my mind, what I'm talking about, who I'm being is love. And so then as a clearing for me, it's very much about being. It's not anything that you do, but you're just being it. You know, you can look at that like with Dr. Martin Luther King. He was being nonviolent. And even though there were, you know, we remember violence, but when you go back and look at pictures and when you think about that time, because I'm in my late 60s, so I was watching it. I was, like, right there watching it, experiencing it. I would have the experience of peace even amidst, you know, the violence that was happening, who he was. And when people would speak of him, the words that you would use were words of peace and understanding. And now that I'm older, I really can experience that. So the last thing I wanted to say about that is, as you stay with distinctions and you develop a bigger muscle, I always think of distinctions like working out in the gym, you know, or when I talk to bodybuilders. And, you know, your muscle, you know, for me, my muscle in clearing was small. But when I first heard about the distinction clearing, I was very interested in it. And so I paid attention a lot. And now I've developed a very big muscle. So even sometimes when something really bad might be happening, immediately I know, reach for my tool, the distinction clearing. So even if it's something going on that I may not want that to be happening, I know, now be the distinction love. Now be the distinction understanding. You know, even in the midst of family arguments or family disagreements, or it just looks like nothing's going right, I know and I've experienced being able to use the distinction. And when I say use, it's not like use, but being it. It's like being in a cloud. It's like when you're flying in the airplane and you go through clouds. You're looking at the clouds and you notice I'm up here, but then you notice, like, I'm the cloud. Not only do you see the cloud, but for me, I have the beingness of the cloud. So that's what I wanted to share about the distinction clearing.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I like the choice that you offered. And, you know, like whatever you need to be at any time, you just step into that, you know, now, and remind yourself, now I'm, you know, I must be the clearing, dot, 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 whatever, whatever it is, understanding or love or whatever you determine it is that you need. So I like that, and I like having the choice to choose to be that at any given time. So thanks, Shakaysha.
Let me jump in for a second here.
Okay.
I just wanted the listeners to listen the depth of the conversation clearing. So you've heard four or five different variations of what clearing is, and they're all accurate. So there's no right or wrong clearing, you know, as we experience it. And so it's the experience of clearing that we are and that we've demonstrated. And so the opportunity is to get what it is for yourself, because it's who you're going to be working with is yourself. And so whichever version you want to cling on to, we ask you to use that and to play with it and to really engage yourself in that notion of clearing. What is it like to clear yourself? What is it like to be clear? What is it like to be a clearing for something? So there are different ways of looking at the same conversation. And the intention is really for it to be useful to you, the individual. So when I look at clearing for myself, I have an opportunity to do different things depending on where I am with myself. So I hope that doesn't confuse the situation, but I really wanted to underline the usefulness. This is a tool, a distinction of the International Black Summit, and the opportunity is to have that as part of your toolkit so that you can call upon it when you need it. Back to you, Henrietta.
Thanks, Glenn. And this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we are distinguishing clearing, the distinction clearing, and what it is to clear oneself, what it is to be a clearing. As we continue with the purpose, remember the purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the Black community and the world. You're hearing from participants of the International Black Summit. And as we continue to participate, we continue to bring our visions forth. So join us as we continue this conversation. And we are here on Tuesday night now at 5:30 Central Time, 6:30 Eastern Time, 3:30 Pacific Time on Tuesday evenings. Now, as we continue the conversations that come forth, and this year they came forth out of Guyana, South America. Last week, we distinguished listening, and one of our facilitators couldn't get in for whatever the reason is, and she got in right at the last minute. So I want to invite you to listen to the show last week. All you have to do is, you know, go to blacksummit.org and go to talk show, and all the list of the shows are there. You can also do that by going to blogtalkradio.com and going to International Black Summit and putting the date in. Last Tuesday's date was August 22nd. And if you click on that date and listen to the show, it was, you know, it's a wonderful show. And the week before that, you know, when we, you know, we continue to distinguish these different distinctions. Well, I'm looking for Niamo. Niamo was our facilitator, leadership body member that came in right at the end last night and left a really powerful message. And I want to just check in with this 201 number to see if this is Niamo. And Niamo, I am opening, if this is you, I am opening your mic, and it's being wonderful right now. And it's interesting because I'm not able to open it. For some reason, I can't open the 201 mic. 201 number, there's a 718 number, 7183. Are you there, caller? Okay. I don't, Kita. I think this is Kita. Kita, is that you?
Good evening. Yes, it's Joe and
thank you.
Joe also.
Okay, great. Joe Hampton and Kita Cross. Welcome to the show. I'm still working Niamo to open your mic, and for some reason I'm not able to do it yet. But I just wanted to know, Kita and Joe, if either one of you had something to share about the distinction clearing and what it is to clear oneself, what it is to be a clearing.
I'm sure Joe has something to say about that distinction, Joe.
Yeah. Well, I was just listening to everything you said. It's great what you've already said. And I just saw also clearance also call for certain things to happen within them. Like you would expect a form to have a concrete all of it. You would expect fertilizer, all kinds of things. So the kind of clearing it is, invites certain particular things to occur within that space. And that's what makes the science so powerful. It's a clearing for people to actually come up with their vision that they want to happen. It doesn't tell you which specific thing you want to happen, but it works for all of us who desire to make a difference in our community. And it's been doing this quite regularly for the last 20-something years, you know. I think it's unique in that, in terms of all the programs you may find in this country, that most of them, I would say, do not bring forth naturally people coming together, improving their own communities in such a way that everybody wins inside that clearing, you know. So
So I'm just happy to hear that distinction being passed on throughout the world. That's another part of this clearing. It's being passed around the world, not it's something we read in one place and forget about it as far as everything else. So anyway, I'm just enjoying listening to the clearing you all are being right now for us to have this kind of conversation that could be seen as global in nature right now.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate you. Peter, did you have something?
No, I have nothing to add at the moment, just appreciating the conversation. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Peter. Our guest who was to be here to have the conversation about Guyana is not going to make it as far as I can tell. So that conversation, if we can have it another time, because I would like for her to be here when we have the conversation. But I do want to open up the conversation for anything else anybody else might see. And I'm coming to Petal. I think this is Petal anyway.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, great. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Petal. Is there anything you see around the distinction clearing?
And I think everything that everyone has said has been, like, really, like, on target. And, you know, I heard clearing being spoken as a noun. I heard it as an action, and I heard it as a being. And, you know, inside of the International Black Summit, we have clearing spoken as a noun, or, you know, like Glenn mentioned, a clearing, a place, a space, a physical location. And as I listened, you know, I actually listened for, you know, being a clearing and the space of clearing. So the International Black Summit is a space of clearing. And the thing that we listen for, if we're going to look at being a clearing, the International Black Summit be a clearing for participants to provide, listening for our purpose, which is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the Black community in the world. So our conversation is a clearing for that. You know, that is what we do. We prepare ourselves. Each body that we have is a clearing for a different function of the organizational structure of the International Black Summit. We have the facilitator body, which is a clearing for the curriculum of the International Black Summit. We have the leadership body, which is the clearing for holding the whole organization, like is responsible for the International Black Summit. And that body is made up of every person who has ever participated in the International Black Summit as a participant, as well as facilitators. And then you have the Leadership Council, which is an extension of the leadership body. That is a clearing. It's a place where the people who are leading different groups can one come and clear themselves, clear their functions inside of the International Black Summit, say if they're host committee or if they're production or if they're management team. They can come to that space and clear and then report out on what's going on in all of the areas that each leader is responsible for. So that provides, you know, throughout the year, we provide, we even clear the clearing of the International Black Summit so that the work that needs to be done gets done. And then there is what happened at an event, like our annual event, which is the clearing that allows for participants, or let's say the leadership body, which are made up of all participants, and then we have new participants coming into that clearing, as well as veteran participants. And then we have, you know, the facilitators and everyone that has been working on providing this clearing, which is the International Black Summit annual summit event, for participants to come and have the opportunity and take the opportunity to bring into being their vision for the Black community in the world. And we hold that space. So we hold that space of clearing for that to occur. And then, you know, as I listened, you know, about being a clearing for something, you know, and we all in our lives, whether we do this work or not, are powerful clearings for things. You know, there's some people who are, you know, like what I heard was, you know, I could be a clearing for something negative. I can be a clearing for something positive. It really depends on what's going on in my world in the moment or in any of our world. And, you know, one of the thoughts that came to mind was, you know, someone who constantly say, well, I don't like drama. I don't want to be around no drama. I'm a hubba hubba. But every time they show up, drama shows up. So in the resistance of drama, I could become a clearing for drama to show up. Not like a bad thing, but maybe as a possibility for there to be a clearing, you know, in the space of drama. You know, if I'm present to the distinction clearing, I can then be a clearing for, in a dramatic situation, for that situation to be minimized or completely clear, where there's no drama in that space. I could be, as, you know, Chikesha mentioned, you know, a clearing for love, you know, where I show up and love is in the space. If I'm fully being the clearing of love, that's all that can show up is this thing called love. And, you know, I also thought about, you know, many of us in our work life, you know, like I think about myself, I do healing work, clearing for healing. You know, so, yeah, drama might show up in my space. you know, whatever needs to be healed in any situation or in anybody's life, I'm a clearing for that to be healed. You know, we have ministers where those ministers are clearing for spiritual and religious expansion for people, you know, such that people are in touch and in tune with their inner promptings from God, from spirit. You know, so as I looked at, you know, being a clearing, and initially I saw, oh, you know, in the International Black Summit, I could be a clearing for someone to clear themselves. I could listen. So inside of clearing, there's the listening component, and then there's speaking component. If I am someone who provides clearing in my listening, I am listening such that the person gets clear and clear about what it is that they want to do, clear about what it is that's been going on in their life that has been like standing in the way of them moving in a particular way that they want to place where they want to go. So it's like I could be that kind of a clearing for someone. I could also be, so there's listening and speaking, or if something is going on in my life that is so like upsetting, you know, I can call someone else and say, listen, I need to clear. Will you be that for me? Will you listen for me? Or will you assist me in being clear? And that person will say, yes, that gives me this opportunity. It's like I have, it's not like a container, and in a sense it's a container, but it's a well fortified container. One, because I asked for them to be a clearing for me, a space of clearing for me, which now gives them the opportunity to provide that and not be sucked into something, right? So now we're in this container or space of clearing. I'm able to speak and they're able to listen. And then they might hear something and they may say, well, you know, would you like to hear what it is that I heard? And then they could speak at a time when it is, I want to say appropriate, but it's really at a time when that space is available for them to speak if that's what's there in the space in the moment. And their speaking may give me access to something else, which literally now moves that thing out of the way such that I actually can see a possibility. Or they might not say anything. They might just be listening. And as they're listening, I get to get clear and hear myself. In that clearing, it literally starts moving stuff out of the way so that I can begin to hear myself and I can begin to hear a solution if a solution is what is needed in the moment. So, yeah, I think that's it for me in the area of clearing, because so much has been said about it. That's my addition to clearing. I'm complete.
Thanks, Petal. Appreciate that. There's a lot that's been said about clearing and being a clearing and allowing yourself to clear, calling someone so that they can support you in clearing yourself, you know, being a positive clearing so that certain things occur in your life so that you attract, as you heard Shakesha talk about, when she's a clearing of love, she noticed that her family calls from wherever they are, and she calls that, she's named that being a clearing of love when that occurs. So there's a lot of interesting experiences that we have in the distinction clearing. We are just about at the end of the show. And this has been really great. We appreciate your joining us tonight. We're going to continue with the distinctions. And again, we're going to continue to talk about Guyana and what Guyana called, why Guyana called us forth and what it offered us when we arrived. And that's a real rich conversation. So we invite you to join us on Tuesday. Same time, 5:30 Central Time, 6:30 Eastern Time. This is, and 3:30 Pacific Time. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. I'm one of your hosts, Henrietta Bird, and Glenn Greenidge is the other host. We thank you so much for everyone being here tonight. We appreciate your contributions. We apologize for not being able to open the mic, and I think it's just the position that you called in, because someone else is in that position now, and I can't open that mic. But let me just check. Niamo, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good, because you changed positions. So once again, at the end, I really want to hear your contribution and want everyone else to hear it before we get off.
Oh, I really am. I'm thankful I was able to get on. I want to speak real briefly to the feelings that come up when I know I have to clear. And sometimes I don't know that I have to take that step that Pell described so beautifully to reach out and clear with someone. And it's a process. Sometimes the clearing that's needed, I don't know that I need it. It's not present for me. What's present instead may be a feeling in my gut, an discomfort in some way, you know, feeling a sadness, a pain in the neck, literally, a headache,
migraine. It may be a physical manifestation of me not being clear. And the opportunity with the International Black Summit is to reach out to other facilitators or to the community of participants and actually be able to say, you know, I want to clear. There's something going on with me. There's something going on with me. And it is, however, what I have found myself, is that there is a listening skill that I've had to ramp up to even know that I have to clear. That clearing myself would give me access to a vast opportunity to take a different step towards realization of my vision, towards bringing it into being, and towards recognizing that what's blocking me right now is this very thing, be it an upset with a family member, an upset with, you know, the way the day is going, a bill, you open the mail. It could be anything. So I just wanted to speak to how clearing can look, or the need for clearing, or the place of clearing could be there available for us, and we may not know that that's the step. I know that it's happened for myself, and I've been honored and appreciate so much being part of this conversation. So that
reach out to people and say, "Hey, help me out. I want to clear," and then just get rid of it. And I noticed that the aches and pains vanish. There is a healing that goes on with it. There is a physical healing. So that opportunity is there for people.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's great, Niyamo. That's so great because, you know what I got present to in your speaking, is sometimes I notice that without that distinction clearing and someone just starts to clear and I'm not conscious that they're clearing, it feels like, it can feel like I'm being dumped on.
Mm-hmm.
And I got real present to that, you know, but with the distinction clearing, I can listen from another space.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like what you offered there, because clearing is totally different than dumping. Okay, even though it might be an expression. I can remember a particular event that comes to mind, and it was with a friend of mine who had gone through the 12-step program. And one of the 12-step programs, I'm not really sure which one it was, and they were at the point where they make amends with those that they feel that they've wronged. And they came to me because I was one of the people on that list. And they cleared themselves, basically. They cleared themselves, or they did what they, you know, were trained to do, or whatever that step was. And when they finished talking to me, I was ready to fight. And I mean, that's how I reacted, because they got to apologize and whatever, and I had to relive the whole thing again. And there was nothing there for me but to say, you know, what I said, and I won't repeat that on the air. But clearing, I can see, you know, is a little bit different. And where you know it's not about, you know, it's not about you, it's about the person who's speaking. And you may get something or I may get something in the process, but I don't feel dumped on. I've noticed, you know, just to use another distinction, I just noticed that. So thank you. Thank you very much for that offering. Glenn, I heard
yeah,
you speak.
Just two things real quick. And one is that inside of the 12-step program, that probably was an appropriate way of being. And Joe talked about being appropriate to that particular clearing. And so mm-hmm. inside of the International Black Summit, clearing occurs a lot differently than dumping and just saying whatever's there. And so there's a setup involved with that. So I just want to say, I just want to point that out to our listeners who may be familiar with the 12-step program, but not necessarily the difference. And, you know, and I guess the other thing I'll say about that is that there's a particular clearing in church. There's a particular clearing in school. There's a particular clearing inside the International Black Summit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
mm-hmm. yeah.
the piece that I wanted to complete on. And then a second thing that I want to invite our listeners to go back to a previous show where we talked about trigger, because inside of clearing and trigger, I would call them related distinctions that usually go hand in hand, not necessarily always, but are very different, but also are very inclusive of each other. And so they're mutually exclusive, but they also are part and parcel for each other, so sort of like the front of the hand, back of the hand. So I invite the listeners who may not be familiar with the distinctions of the International Black Summit to really go back and listen to the last show, and actually the last two previous shows, where we've really been working on the levels and layers of distinctions and see how they begin to relate to each other. And, again, as was said earlier, that these are tools in your toolkit that can be used to keep you on track. Because once you get clear about your vision, there will be obstacles that come into play. And so these tools are designed to keep you on track and on purpose, given your commitment to the world and your gift to the planet. So we've said a lot tonight. We invite you back. This is not a linear conversation. This is an expansive conversation. And every time that we talk about it, we develop a better understanding for that distinction within ourselves. So, again, if you're hearing this for the first time, there's lots of levels to be able to delve into. And so we invite you back to the conversation. We invite you to take a prerequisite and understand it's a one-day workshop that really goes into authentic listening that provides you these distinctions as tools, so then you can begin to enroll your community in the commitment that they are to having life be transformed all around you. So enough said for now. We love you. We honor your spirit. There's more information at the website, www.blacksummit.org. We've got the declaration that Henrietta talked about earlier. We also have the purpose of both the adult, the young adult, and the youth summit. So we have three levels of summits that are going on simultaneously, although this year we had an intergenerational summit in Guyana. But those are some of the distinctions that are occurring inside of our world. But again, we invite you to keep in touch, come back to the show, listen to previous shows. And that's all I have for tonight. Good night and God bless. Henrietta, back to you.
And thank you all. Thank you, everybody who spoke to, who offered and shared tonight. We really appreciate you. Good night, and God bless.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, all. Love you.
Love you, too. Good night.
Love you, too. Peace out.